Missouri Net Sports is brought to you by Missouri Operation Lifesaver, reminding you that rails and recreation don't mix. See tracks? Think train.
Missouri Net Sports, I'm Bill Pollack. 9 in a row for the Royals, a 5-3 victory over the Blue Jays. Salvi Perez drove in 2 runs. Seth Lugo went 5 innings for his 6th win. And the Royals beat Max Scherzer, who dropped to 1-7. Manager Matt Quatrero.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we thought we'd be 1-1 there for, you know, the way that top and bottom of the first inning was going for either guy. But they both settled in. Lugo did a good job of minimizing that damage in the first.
The Cardinals dropped their 4th straight, a 13-1 loss to the Orioles. An 8-run 5th inning chased Matthew Liebetor. Manager Ollie Marmol
was able to do some things throughout that game to get the 7 punchouts, but at the same time had some really crucial at-bats where he couldn't finish guys.
Coming up next season, the Springfield Cardinals will have a new name, while the club will continue its affiliation with the St. Louis Cardinals. GM Dan Reeder says it's time for the team to have its own identity.
Where our community is in terms of its pride for itself, and to see the growth that we've had, to see the excitement that our community had, I think our community, like, it's time to be us, to stand on our own, and we've got this.
The Chiefs acquired offensive lineman Josh Azudu from the New York Giants. He played 33 games with them. Kansas City gives up a late-round draft pick in 2028. Azudu was a third-round pick by New York in 2022, but has widely been considered a bust. Patrick Mahomes has yet to take a preseason snap. The Chiefs play the Seahawks on Friday and the season opener September 14th. Mahomes says whenever it happens, he'll be ready.
Just getting the most out of every single day and staying on top of the rehab process, as well as going out there and practicing it high level. And so I think if I do that, whenever that opportunity comes, I'll be ready to go.
You wouldn't send your team onto the field with a player who's impaired, so why would you get behind the wheel that way? Drinking, drugs, and driving don't mix. Make the right call and drive sober every time. Brought to you by Save Mo Lives. Bill Pollack, Missouri Net Sports.